Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Goss Talk Radio, another thrilling, spilling, chilling episode. Monday, every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Be here. All right, let's get down to business right now. Steelers. Wow. What can we say? 42 seconds left and we lose. My, what a defense. Everybody's saying, believe it or not, I heard one J-Bone say, oh, the Steelers scored too fast. They shouldn't have left that much time on the clock. Are you kidding me? You score when you can score. You don't, it's not like, oh, let's pick this play, let's pick this one, we'll score here. Nah, let's go, let's wait 10 seconds, maybe we'll score. No, it's not like that. You score when you can score. Face mask, and the worst penalty of all was Cockrell banging that guy out of bounds. He should know better than that. You got to know better than that. That hurt. And so did the 15-yard face mask. But let's face it, everybody that's played football has grabbed a face mask before. I mean, do you intentionally grab a face mask? No. Yeah, I've grabbed a few in my time playing ball. Was it the coach's fault that I grabbed the face mask? No, it was mine. I didn't do it on purpose. It just happens. So as far as blaming Tomlin for undisciplined face mask, I don't blame him for that. What I do blame him for, and I'm not a fire Tomlin guy or get rid of him or clean house, but I'm getting less infatuated with this guy every year. The two-point conversion, the first one, okay, you scored, you got all the momentum, you're all enthused, let's stick it to him for 2 points. Let's really go. Okay. And they're 83% since they've been running this 2 point. They've been pretty successful. So he goes for it and he doesn't make it. But the next, come on, the next 3 years, then he goes for it again. Mike Tomlin has a way of like, I don't know, pounding square pegs in round holes sometimes, if I could use that analogy. The field goal, the 54-yard field goals he tries in Heinz Field continually. I know you got all that. You want to show belief in your guys, and sometimes you know they can't do that. Okay, you got to know. I know he wants to show like, oh, you know, I got faith in you, and you know, kick the field goal. And blah, blah, blah. Does that a lot, which just baffles me. And then to go back to those 2 point conversions, we had to after he missed the second one. Time to just kick the field goal and been happy with or the extra point and been happy with that. But sometimes Mike Tomlin goes overboard with these decisions he makes. I'm not too thrilled with him. Do I want to fire him? It's pretty hard to fire a guy when he's hasn't had a losing season, but he's not inspired me this year, that's for sure. He's 4-5. I know they had a lot of injuries, but he's 4-5. He should be the opposite, at least. Yesterday was just a heartbreaker with 42 seconds left. You've got to be kidding me. I want to know out there. Give me a call, 516-666-9990. If you would sign Antonio Brown next year to one of the biggest contracts in the NFL as a wide receiver, I want to know that. And I want to know which one you'd sign before, Bell or Brown. I want to know. So if you have an opinion, give me a call. I'd love to know. And how about that Pitt win? Beating Clemson. Wow. Believe it or not, I turned it off. Yep, I know. I'm a jerk. I figured, you know what? Here we go again. They're dying. They're not going to win. Boo-boo. They won. One of the biggest wins in school history. How about that? They could have a great season now. Go on and win the next two games. Go to a nice bowl. Recruiting class, beautiful. But I'd like to know. Well, we got a phone call here. Let me get to this phone call right now. Let's see. Hey, you're on Goss Talk Radio.
Hey, Goss.
Myra Goss. From Florida.
How you doing,
yes.
buddy?
All right.
Well, I listened to your warm-up here a little bit. First, we'll talk a little bit about the Steeler loss.
Go ahead.
Very, very, very disappointed. I thought they had them, a couple of penalties there at the end. But, face mask, no face mask, whatever. Ezekiel Elliott could have ran that for 80 yards rather than 30. And nobody touched him. And right up the middle.
Right.
Their defense is, Steelers used to pride themselves in defense. And I mean, gosh, Roethlisberger, he threw for 400-some yards and three TDs. The Steelers defense,
yep.
They can't stop anybody. They can't stop anybody.
No.
And it's just, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the scheme is with Butler. What happened, they got rid of LeBeau. I don't know what happened there, but. They went from first, second, third in the NFL down to, 26th, 25th now, 22nd in the NFL ranking defense. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're all offense. It's, they can't stop anybody,
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you give Antonio Brown the biggest contract in the NFL for wide receiver?
I heard your question. They have to sign both of those guys. They got to sign Bell and they got to sign Brown. They have to. They're the two best players other than Roethlisberger on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they need to draft the hell out of defensive players, I'll tell you that. And I don't know, maybe they need to draft a new defensive coordinator because this guy, I don't know where they – he's Keith Butler. I don't know what his deal is, but shoo. Man, he's bad.
I know.
I understand you had a caller from Central PA. He's a big Dallas fan. I'll tell you what, Dallas looked pretty good.
Dallas looks real good.
Romeo may never see the field again.
Remember I told you, I like that Dak Prescott. I wish the Steelers would have drafted
tough.
That kid.
I'll tell you what, the Steelers need to draft a quarterback, okay, because Roethlisberger's not going to last forever. That kid, and I'll get to Pitt in a minute. That kid from Clemson, not only is he mobile, but he can throw. That kid's unbelievable. But anyway, back to the Steelers. One last thing, like I say, the fake spike and the throw was fantastic. I thought that was great. Think you have it with 42 seconds to go, and you just talk about a buzz killer, huh?
Oh my God! somebody on the radio goes, They scored too fast. Well, you can't you got to score when you score.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you score too fast with 42 seconds left in the game. That shows a lot of confidence in your defense, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, with 42 seconds left,
what now?
You ought to,
They're 4-5 now or something?
Don't be surprised if they don't lose to Cleveland.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they lost. The way they're playing now, they'd lose in their squad game.
That I would not. I know.
It's terrible.
It's bad.
Okay, on to a happier note.
Yeah.
What a game, huh? What a game. I can't believe you turned it off. I'm sitting here with my
I turned it off. I said, you know what, here we go. And I get so pissed.
Yeah,
I said, here we go. Pitt's going to lose again in a close one.
Trust me, I almost did too, but I kept it on. My next-door neighbors are big Clemson fans. I'm yelling at them out in Illinois. What a game, huh? Clemson, though. Clemson threw for 580 yards. That's incredible.
Unreal.
The defense gave up 630 yards and lost. Now, we gave up 630 yards and won. Now,
yeah.
I couldn't believe the commentators saying, please, Narduzzi, change your defensive back scheme. This is killing me. This is not right. This is almost unlawful. He made a comment like that. I don't know why he doesn't do it. I understand he's trying to teach a scheme, and I get it. He says defensive scheme. I get it. But you can't keep giving up those kind of yards. Hey, keep teaching it, but change to your personnel. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to give them a little help. I mean, that one receiver had over 200 yards. I don't know what his name is, Watson or something. But no, it wasn't Watson. That's good. It was Wilson, I think, had 200 yards and a bunch of – I'll tell you what a team. Steelers are looking either drafting that guy as for a quarterback of the future, because I think he's the real deal. I think, you know, you talk about Dez Prescott and stuff like that. This guy's good. Not only can he run, but he's an accurate thrower versus the guy from Louisville. I think this guy.
Yeah, they got arms on him.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Peterman had a good game. I know I'm not always a Peterman fan, but he threw for 5 touchdowns and 308 yards. And my man Connor, who is my inspiration now based on my personal situation, ran for 132 yards. He's the man. I was really, really pleased. You know, Clemson was giving up an average of 15 points a game, and Pitt hangs 43 on them. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know.
I think they're going to be hurting, though, even more in the defensive back with Whitehead now out with his arm.
Yeah, that's two guys out now. Starters, right?
Yeah. But I, you know, they got Duke, and then they got Syracuse. So we'll see. We'll see. On the high school level.
Well, that'd be nice two wins there,
team?
But
would
they be 8-4? 8-4?
No, they'd be 8-4. Yeah. You know, it'll give them a decent bowl game. It's not going to put them in the big games, but it'll be good. And like you say, it'll be great for his recruiting, great for everything. You know, this game was on prime time. You know, put him on the map, put Pitt on the map. I just think it's great. I really do. I was really excited for him. Obviously, I didn't rub it in next door either. I tried to give him a picture, and he almost killed me. But anyway.
Yeah, that's not like you.
No, I know. Our team lost, guys. You know, the KO loss to Beaver Falls, 28-21, in the semifinals with Whipple. Old Perry, Greg Perry's done a hell of a job there. They got one hell of a quarterback, this Alex Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 6'4".
That's a senior, right?
He's a senior, 6'4". He's not on anybody's radar. He's talking like he's going to play Duquesne. Pitt needs to get to this kid.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, I watched some clips of him on Max Prep. This kid can move, he can throw, he moves in the pocket, he avoids tacklers. This kid looks like a big time player.
Somebody's
really
missing the boat on him. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Pitt needs to look at him. Now, you know, I don't know where he was last year, but obviously he developed. He's one of those late bloomers, like someone else I remember. But I think Pitt needs to look at him. I really do, because this kid's the real deal. They got a kid from, I think, Moeller, that's a freshman this year. Maybe he's a redshirt freshman. He's supposed to be pretty good, but, you know, with Peterman leaving, they're going to need some help there. Locally here, our team, Manatee, got pounded in the first game of the playoffs. They're out. They got beat 39-7 by Dr. Phillips out of Orlando. They got pounded. Let's just put it that way. I'll leave it at that. But when to call?
Did you go?
I was about, huh? No, it was up.
Did
in,
you go?
In Central Florida? Did I go?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It was up in Orlando. No, I just. I knew this Dr. Phillips team out of Orlando. They're Florida powerhouse. I knew they were going to drill them, and they did. Now one team I haven't seen this year because I. Like I say, even though they're fantastic, IMG, they're right in the morning nation. They're like
2-0. Oh, yeah.
But they've played the last couple games away, so I haven't a chance to see them either. But they're killing everybody. But anyway.
Would you give me a prediction for the Steeler game Sunday?
Against who?
Browns.
The Browns are due for a win.
Right.
And the Steelers will find some way to screw it up. Yeah.
Would you fire Tomlin right there if they lost?
Well, I tell you what, I'm like you. I can't blame everything on him, but I'm starting to lose my enthusiasm with this guy. You know, why he let go of one of the best defensive coaches he had, ever had at Pittsburgh to pick up this guy, and what I don't even know what his scheme is, to be honest with you.
Well, they're trying to run that Tampa too. Is what they're trying to run. They don't. They got to have the personnel to begin with.
Well, like you run it, if you see what Tampa's doing, they can't run it either, and the same goes for them. So
well, I don't know if they're running. That's what they ran with Gruden down there when they won the Super Bowl at Tampa too.
Well, I'll tell you what. They better turn around because they're facing the wrong way, I think.
I think you better run the Tampa 3.
Yeah. Tampa 12.
Yeah. Well, good, Merv. I'm glad you called. We got another caller on the line. And,
all right, you get on the line here. I'll get back on here. Hey, keep up the good work, brother.
All right, buddy.
See you
all
later.
Right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Let's go to another caller here. We got another caller. We're going to bang his guy home right now. Welcome to Goss Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for holding. Dustin from Davenport. What's going on, Dustin?
Davenport. I guess it takes two. You need the offense and the defense to win a game. They couldn't finish. I thought for sure the Steelers would get back on their winning ways, but they're only one game out of the division. I don't really think Baltimore – you still play Baltimore one more time, so – I realize it's, what, four losses or five losses in a row. If you lose to Cleveland, then I think that's it. But if you win versus Cleveland, I think you're right back in it. They got to win this Sunday.
Well, let me put it this way. If they don't win Sunday, pack up the bags and call the old ladies and grab the babies and head out of town.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
The Sunday. Because you could how the AFC is built, I think you could get into the playoffs at 9-7. Because the only for them to go 10-6, you could only lose one more game. So 9-7 is more realistic. But
I'll tell you my prediction. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you my prediction for. I think I hope they win this week. If they do, it'll be a scratch-out, downright dogfight. One dog, two dogs, one bone. That kind of back alley nonsense with a bad team. If they do win, I'm not too convinced they are going to. That'll put them at 5-5. The next week they play at Thanksgiving, Indianapolis away. Whew, wow, as bad as Indy is. Loss there. 5-6. Then you got the Giants here. Maybe 6-6. Maybe they go 8-8.
Yeah. Well, if you could find a way to win, I think 9-7, how the AFC is, 9-7 could still get you in, so I still think the season's not completely over yet. But
I don't think it's over. It's not over yet.
I mean, definitely doesn't look promising, but you got to get the defense. You got to get both of them on the same side. And I didn't see any of the game, but some two-point conversions, you know, a lot of stuff up in the air with that. You know, not getting it. When it works, everyone's all for it, but when it doesn't.
Let me put it to you this way. It's not over yet, but we got the coffee cans ready for bailing out the rowboat because it's sinking.
Yeah. It's sinking fast. I thought for sure they'd find a way to win versus Dallas, but they're going to have
42 seconds left. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
42 seconds left, and they lose. How about that Pitt team winning on beating Clemson there?
Yeah, that was a good one. I was surprised. I only saw the big kick by Blewett. What a last name. But that was a huge kick that he had. I thought for sure that, because it didn't really help him out by getting any yards, I thought for sure that they'd try to run the ball to get even because it was third down, I thought they'd just try to get a yard or two closer, but they threw it. And it was like a 48-yard field goal. I thought there's no way. You know, away, 48-yard field goal, but he nailed it. I give him all the credit. That was a huge, huge kick. Because I think he missed an extra point there in the game. Confident.
I think didn't he get a field goal blocked or something and missed an extra point?
Yeah.
Or he missed a field goal. And
hit a rough outing up to that point. I mean, that was pretty incredible to have enough confidence to kick a 48-yard field goal. I know I couldn't have done it. That's amazing. That's a big win for Pitt.
Yeah.
Last time they beat a number two team in the nation was when they beat West Virginia. Pat White and Steve Slayton, that was a dynamic duo. I think they could have beat Notre Dame when they were two, but they let that one slip. But that was a good game. That was a big win for them. We'll see if they could, like Merv said, see if they could get these next two games, even though you lost some players. That would be big for them. 8-4, that would be a nice season for James Conner. Get him to a nice bowl.
Well, this Duke game ain't going to be a pushover.
No.
I just hope there's no time, you know, like they don't look past them. You know, like it's you got a big win and there's a letdown. You know, they got to win these next two games and get a nice bowl bid, and that's great for recruiting and maybe build this program up to where it's top 10, 15. I'd love that. Get them back in prominent here. Yep.
I think Penn State, I think they're, because Michigan lost, they lost to Iowa, so I'm kind of still in shock with, because Penn State won again. I'm kind of in shock with both Pitt and Penn State are doing, because I didn't really have big expectations for either one of them, and Penn State's ranked really high, and Pitt, if you told me they'd be Clemson, I would say, you know, that's not going to happen, so I'm really surprised by how both of them have played this year. Both Pennsylvania schools have really showed up big time. But I think college football, I think it's going to come down to Ohio State, Alabama. I think those are the two best teams that will be playing on the final Saturday.
Yeah, I hate to see Ohio State in there. How about Michigan? Well, Michigan beats Ohio State, you got to go with Michigan, don't you?
You do, but I just don't see that happening. I feel after watching that disaster in Iowa, I mean, Michigan, you're kind of like the Steelers. You're one first down away from getting out of a disaster game. Rough the kicker twice, you get a safety. They handed Iowa the game. It's just, I watched the whole thing as you're one first down away, and you can't get it, and then let Iowa kick a field goal. I mean, Michigan's still not out of it, but that's just a scratcher. That's a game that you couldn't afford to give away. But like you said, you beat Ohio State, everything changes. You go Saturday to Saturday and everything. There's lots of upsets, 2, 3, and 4. First time since, 1984? That's what someone said. But the 2, 3, and 4 all have lost on a Saturday in college football. But I still think Ohio State, along with Alabama, they just keep killing teams. I think they won 59-3. So I think it's going to come down to those two. I don't really like either one, so I guess. But hopefully Michigan could beat Ohio State. But the thing is, it's at Ohio State. I still think Ohio State with the Urban Meyer, I think you still think they'll be ready for that. They had their letdown game versus Penn State, and I don't think they're going to lose again.
All right, brother. Good perspective on everything. Now, before I let you go, do you think Tomlin's job is in jeopardy?
I don't think so. I think last year's health performance, I think he's still safe. I don't think he's in jeopardy, even if they do miss the playoffs this year. I'm telling you, I still think they're going to be in the playoffs somehow, some way. It doesn't look good, but I still think they'll find the scratch and claw 9-7 or something. I still think they'll find a way. They got to have a meeting, and it's like, I don't know. I realize you can't rebuild the defense overnight, but maybe try some different schemes or something. Because, I mean, the offense, the week before versus Baltimore, it was the offense. They couldn't put up any points, and then now this week it was the defense. Couldn't stop anything.
Remember the old saying,
can't
chicken salad out of chicken shit. Remember that. They could probably have every scheme in the world and still not be any goddamn good, because the way they can't open their that line yesterday, Dallas, don't get me wrong, Dallas got a heck of a liner. They got a nice team. They got a huge line, and they like to run the ball down your throat. But I think the Steelers would be better off trading one of those guys, Bell or Bryce. I know that's crazy. Get me a couple stud defensive linemen and a guy, somebody that can rush the passer. As defense wins games.
Which one would you get rid of?
Well, I probably the older guy, Bron. You got Martavis Bryant coming back. I know he's, you know.
Yeah,
it's hard. Maybe Bell. You can get a running back, and running backs aren't that hard to get now anymore. But, it's tough. It's a tough decision. But defense wins games. Maybe they don't have to get rid of him. Maybe they can. They got a lot of salary cap for the first time in 20 years. They're going to have a ton of salary cap and go get somebody.
Yeah, maybe get the guy from the Jets.
Well, they need some studs up there at defense. I'll tell you, and they need a guy. Somebody can rush the passer. Because what's his name? Jarvis Jones? Stiff. Bust. He got pushed around yesterday like he was on roller skates. I thought he was at the ice skate down there.
I thought he was going to be really good. I remember seeing him at training camp. I thought he was going to be a stud, but guess not. I guess
stud.
Like you said, we'll see. It's still a lot of games left. But like you said, there's minimized on the amount of mistakes you can make. You can't really afford to lose too many more, because 10 and 6, 9 and 7, that's what gets you in to the playoffs.
Right.
So you only have
right,
like two
Dustin,
games.
Evan Ford, it was great hearing from you, brother. And
nice talking
call
to you.
Me back next week. Same time, same
that's
station,
good.
Buddy. All right.
Have a good one.
Dustin from Davenport. Bye-bye, Dustin. Yeah, we got a dilemma here in Pittsburgh. Everybody wants to fire Mike Tomlin. Everybody wants to fire him. Everybody. So that's okay if you want to fire him. I mean, who are they going to bring in? You're going to fire the whole staff? You're going to move somebody up? Clean house? They're blaming him for face masks and knocking the guy out of bond. They're not disciplined. And I see that every week. Steelers aren't the only team that do stupid stuff. But here, you got to win a Super Bowl every year. If you don't, you stink. Well, 2 weeks ago, Narduzzi was going to get run out of town. They couldn't wait to run him out of town. Oh, he stinks. He's a defensive. He's a guru on these. He's terrible. And what kind of programs he running? And I can call better defenses than that. I'm hearing this on the radio, and these people are calling up. How about one pundit on the Steelers today? I heard him. He says, listen to this. He goes, well, the Steelers or the Browns, let's see. I wouldn't doubt the Steelers get beat, he goes, by the Browns because they're well coached. Really? They haven't won a goddamn game. Then you're telling me the Steelers are not well coached. They're 4-5. Okay. But you're telling me the Browns are well coached? They're 0-9? And you're telling me the Browns are well coached? Are you kidding? You weren't kidding. You're supposed to be a guru, a football guru. But getting back to the Steelers with Bron and Bell, I don't think they can keep both. So what's wrong with trading one and getting a couple draft picks, high draft picks, which they need to rebuild that defense? Something to think about. That's what I'd do. I'd either trade Bell or Bron. You'd get some good return for Bron. 1-2, maybe. Get some studs on that defense. Get a pass rusher. That's what I'd do. But it's been a great show. We had a couple callers. Going to sign off till next week. Be back on my, have another show Thursday, so beware. Bango!